Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Good morning and welcome on board On the Mark. Mark Lawrence taking a couple of days off, so with me today is Steve Kushloff. Good morning, Steve. Good to see you, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, and our producer is Mr. Rob Center. I saw him over there a minute ago. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565, or you can text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They're a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. Open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web again at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So, Steve, you were on the Joe Biden bandwagon 4 years ago. You were marching up and down the streets taking lessons on how to respond to people. I thought you took some online course on how to be a Bidenite. Am I wrong on that? Isn't that what you did?
You know, I'm not sure what brings all this up, but...
What brings it up is his announcement that he's going to run for president again.
And it's interesting. Right this minute, it looks like it's going to be a Biden-Trump rematch for the presidential election, which, according to the NBC poll, nobody is happy about.
Considering the majority of Americans don't want Biden to run again.
Well, that's...
They don't want Trump to run again.
Right.
But by a larger majority, they don't want Biden to run again.
Yes, and yet, if you look at things like the two candidates, their positives versus their negatives, you know, Biden is about in substantially better shape than Donald Trump.
Well, even Morning Joe admits that some of the new polls show that Trump's leading Biden on a head-to-head.
Well, some
in
of
the past
may.
He hadn't been.
Yeah, and you know what? This is what's today's date? April 25th. We're about
a year out. We got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go. So I think it would be a lot more beneficial and make a lot more sense. Not that we haven't done a lot of that. We could talk about the candidates' qualities and things like
well,
that and what they've
touch
accomplished.
On a quality. The fact that Joe Biden is either incapable of or refuses to go head on head with the media.
He hasn't done. You know, he has done fewer press conferences than any president since Ronald Reagan.
But supposedly
your
hero. He was going to be transparent. This is what he promised. Open, the most open, transparent administration in the history of the United States of America.
I understand that, Joe. And you basically believe that the whole quality of a president in general is their willingness to simply to take questions.
Issue is their competency to do so, yes, that is a big thing.
You know, most people would think that a president abilities would be based on his accomplishments and what he's achieved. And
Joe terribly wanting.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm going to wave this piece of paper, although I've never gotten the chance to use it. The legislative accomplishments under Biden have been pretty doggone impressive, especially when you compare him to your hero, the Donald Trump, who had one
Donald
accomplishment.
Trump's not my hero.
Who had one accomplishment, which was a tax cut. cut that just exploded the deficit, which now, of course, the Republicans are all up in arms about. But that's okay, because Republican hypocrisy is what they're known for. Let's face it.
That's the same hypocrisy the Democrats have faced. When the Republicans are in, the Democrats want something in return for raising the debt ceiling. Now the Republicans are asking something from the Democrats. They're both hypocrites when it comes to that issue.
Well, that, you know, both. I don't know about that. I would have to do a little bit of research on it, but it's very interesting. I don't know how this debt ceiling
Let's face it. The Republicans voted four times during the Trump administration to raise the debt ceiling. Now they want something in return for it.
Right.
Why didn't they want something in return for it then?
Well, because there we go. Thank you for admitting.
I will, but you won't admit that the Democrats are the same.
Well,
you
we'll have to do a little research.
Oh,
maybe
yes,
we'll
we couldn't possibly
tomorrow.
Admit that
but
without doing research.
This whole debt ceiling thing, Joe, what's going to happen? I mean, McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, by the skin of his teeth, you know, he can't even get the votes for this dystopian bill that he has introduced. My gosh, they were making changes up to like 2 o'clock in the morning, just this morning.
And you have never seen a Democratic House or Senate make changes in a bill to get the votes needed to get it passed.
Sure.
Never saw that, huh?
But
Democrats are always 100% in lockstep, marching down the road together,
you know, with this
singing
with this,
kumbaya.
With this Republican majority in the House. It looks like the fiscal cliff is just getting more and more, just getting closer and closer. But there again, I don't think it's going to be, certainly Republicans don't think it's going to be a problem. Let's face it. Republicans don't believe in science. The pandemic proved that.
Of course not.
They don't believe
in... Democrats don't believe in science. They think it's possible for men to have babies.
Oh, geez. But then we have Donald Trump who comes along and talks about executing babies. And yes, I've got the quote right here for that.
Let me hear that quote.
Well,
executing babies? I can hardly wait to hear that.
Alrighty.
Donald Trump says, let's execute babies.
Here's what he said. This was Trump speaking within the last week and a half. He says, the Democrat Party, who believe in abortion on demand in the 9th month of pregnancy, and even executing babies after birth, beyond birth, executing the baby. This is where we've come, and it's so sad to see. So this is Donald...
That doesn't sound like Donald Trump's endorsing it. It sounds like he's calling out the Democrats for doing it.
This is Donald Trump saying Democrats want to execute babies after birth. Now, Joe, I realize you are a Republican, a good Eisenhower Rockefeller Republican. Do you yourself really think Democrats want to execute babies after they are born?
No, but I'll tell you where that comes from. And let's face it, every party takes something somebody did and stretches it all out of proportion. It comes from that bill that would have required doctors to perform life-saving measures if a child survived an abortion. That's where it came from. The Democrats voted against that or didn't want to consider it. So it's very easy to say, well, they want to execute babies after they're born. Do they really want to do that? No. But are they willing to support legislation that would have required that medical care be provided to an infant who has survived that procedure?
And we're also hearing numerous cases where a woman is carrying a fetus that has been... that has died, and she's still forced to carry it.
Really? Where is that? I must have missed that one.
Well, we'll have to...
Okay. Well, I forgot to give you the phone number. It's 570-743-7565. And Bill from Bloomsburg is on it. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I got a... with Joe Biden making his play for president again, I'm going to make a prediction. I made a prediction last time when they arrested Epstein. And I said, that poor guy, he's a dead man walking. He knows too much. 10 days later, boom. The person that was, the designer that was feeding them, the women from France, I said, they're done too, right? They disappeared, their bank account emptied. Now, I'm going to make a prediction on Joe Biden. The coup is so corrupt, right? They let him run again, right? Now, if he loses, in the Republicans going to get in there, he's going to go down as the worst president in history, blah, blah, blah. Crimes, everything. So the Democrats don't want that black guy. So here's my prediction. before he finishes his presidency, unfortunately, this is mark this day down that I called, he's going to fall asleep, right? He's going to fall asleep. He's going to go beyond. He's going to get the presidential burial, all the above, go down his history. Democrat keeps their, status, right? Then they're going to bring in JFK, and they're going to run with the old-time Democratic values and try to get off of that. Like, hey, we're not the new Democrats like these California guy and the Michigan crazy lady. So now they're going to come out with like a new face and a new page, right? And mark it down. I mean, I don't wish no ill on anybody, but Joe Biden will never finish that presidency. They will not, the Democrats will not allow the corrupt coup will not allow him to get arrested. And the coup is more important than what allowing him to finish out whatever, an arresting home.
Okay, so the coup is out there, right?
Oh, it is. It's 100%. It's 100%. Hey, listen, look at that. If you look back, and I know somebody on the Capitol Police, when they had that first major Democratic whistleblower, right, against Hillary Clinton, they found him on a park bench, right, with drugs. He was sitting there with his briefcase for like 2 days, everybody walking by him. It happens. Off the record, it happens. Go through the guidelines. Just go through Hillary. Look, you know that what he's Joe Biden has been exposed for 12 family members now. They're in excess of like $120 million, right? $30 million from China, Japan, everywhere. He's being exposed. They're up to 12 family members, factual family members. He's on the take. They're not going to let him run, and they're not going to let him finish his presidency. He's corrupt, and he's exposed. Like Trump said, I'm going to expose the swamp. Well, he is, and they got to get rid of this cancer because Joe Biden is with Hunter and all. I have to leave Hunter out to dry. He'll go to jail, or whatever. But they can't allow him to do this because they're all in. They're all. How do you think Obama bought an $11 million house or whatever, how many millions it was up in Massachusetts when he only made $450,000 a year?
He was
they're
frugal.
All on the pit. They're all being exposed. Trump is exposing them all. Even the bad Republicans.
Okay.
It's bigger than us. It's much, much bigger than us. And I'm telling you, it's going to be JFK down the road. They're going to say, oh, we're going to pick JFK. Old family values that your parents grew up with, and they're going to try a new narrative.
Okay.
It's sad. It's sad. I'm glad you can make a movie. It's sad. It's going to happen. I called Epstein when he got arrested. I said, he's a dead man walking. Boom. I told my wife 10 days later, bang. I said, whoever fed him the women, they're done too. Guess what? Bang.
Okay.
And I'm calling this. I'm calling. Mark it down. Write it down on paper. I'm telling you, Biden will never finish his presidency, God willing. He'll fall asleep. He'll fall asleep one night, and he'll get the presidential treatment.
Okay, listen, Bill, we got to move on. We got another call pending. We got to take a break. Thank you for calling. Appreciate
All right.
your opinions. Thank you very much, sir. 570-743-9565. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a caller waiting, and we will be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Since the beginning of time, man has struggled to advertise his products.
Wheels for sale! Goodstone wheels for sale!
And today, it's still a struggle. There's geo-targeting, pre-rolls, geo-fencing, SEO, OTT.
Easier to face a saber-toothed tiger.
Let SBC Media Partners take your stress away. Their marketing professionals know how to simplify and assess all your options and then plan a sound advertising strategy that makes sense for you. Go to sbcmediapartners.com and click Contact Us.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Tommy McCarthy swinging back into the Phillies. What's the general impression you get of the team?
Johnny and I were having lunch. He was on the charter yesterday. He said, there is a noticeable change in this team. He goes, I just think that they're primed to do something special this year, despite the injuries that they have. It's as optimistic I have felt for a Phillies team in quite a long time.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. The NFL draft is coming up. We'll talk about it today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGrann, name with Steve Kushloff. We have two callers on the line. We'll start with the one who came in first. Stan, you are on the mark, sir.
Good morning. Wow, a lot of noise there.
Just good a little morning. Music fading out.
In fact, Democrats are some Democrats that have called for basically murdering babies after they're born. Ralph Northam from Virginia, the governor there, when he was governor about, 4 or 5 years ago, basically said that on a radio interview, that, the baby's born and they'll keep it comfortable on a table while the doctors and the parents discuss what's going to happen with the baby.
Oh, I forgot
about
that.
That was the law they were trying to pass through the Virginia House.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah, so, you know, it is out there. You know, it's pretty freaking evil, in my opinion. But, you know, the Democrat Party has become the death cult, so that's the way I look at it. You know, they're abortion on demand for birth control is basically what a lot of it is. Now, I understand that there are some pregnancies that have problems with the mother, you know, the atopic, or the atopic, is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, atopic pregnancies, yes.
Yes, so, yeah, I understand that's a dangerous one for the woman, and generally that needs to be taken care of. But, the abortions on demand for, convenience of the person that couldn't use birth control and doesn't want to take responsibility for their actions, that's a problem.
All right.
So, you know, it's out there, but, you know, what Trump said is mostly true, I would say. He may have been a little extreme in his language as far as the executing. I don't know.
Well, but what he's doing is he's painting the entire Democratic Party with the extremist views of a couple of people. And that's what politicians do. I understand that. But, you know, it's not very fair. But then you don't gin up the base by being fair, do you? You gin up the base by being threatening them with something that they don't want and making sure that they have a chance to respond to it.
Well, all the Democrat representatives in the House and the Senate have an opportunity to vote yes on a bill that would save a baby that survived an abortion,
right?
Didn't they? And they all failed to vote for it. They all voted no.
Yeah, that's,
so how do you paint the representatives of a party otherwise when they vote that way?
Yeah, but it's a more nuanced issue than that, Stan. I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, there are people who believe that abortion should be prohibited entirely without giving any consent to or any thought to what the mother might want or the mother's health. Just the fetus takes precedence over everything. There are others who would put some restrictions on that and some others who would put no restrictions on it. I mean, this is not an easy debate to have because everybody has a different degree of philosophy with respect to what should and shouldn't be permitted.
Oh, I understand that.
But you can't tar Clement everybody.
What? You, rare.
But you
safe
can't.
And
yeah, but
what
Stan,
was his term?
Stan, you can't tar an entire group the way the Trump did with Democrats for the extremist opinions of one.
Because it's done every day by the left. Every day.
Well, I'm not arguing that point. They do it, but we're supposed to be better than they are, aren't we?
Right. So, and that's the problem. See, they've been fighting with weapons, and we've been fighting with spitballs, okay, over the year. And, you know, and it's constant attack, 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 and we never respond in any way. So, you know, putting it out there that that's what they're calling for, if they don't want it to be labeled that way, well, then they need to change their ways, just the way I say it.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. We will have to agree to disagree in part on this, and we'll agree to agree in part on it.
how about if we just don't have abortions unless the life of the mother is endangered? And I will give the exception for rape and incest, because especially to young children, girls, okay? You know, there's no excuse for that. And then the rapist or the guy that calls the incest, they should be dealt with severely. And my severely probably can't be aired on the air, so I won't say it.
Okay.
But
thank you.
That's what needs to happen. So it was supposed to. How did Bill Clinton put it? Safe, rare, legal. Is that how he put it?
I think it was legal in the middle, safe, legal, and rare. But
okay.
Yes, that's
well,
it.
Whatever happened to the rare part?
Okay, well,
that's what I'm going to ask. Whatever happened to the rare part?
I think the more you regulate it, the more rare it becomes. I mean, I don't think it's going to voluntarily become rare. I think it's going to be rare because legislation has been enacted in the various states that put some kind of limits on it.
And that's a bad thing. Why?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said that that's the only way it's going to become safe, legal, and rare. But some people want to make it illegal, which means that there you're flying in the face of what President Clinton said. There should be exceptions. I'm opposed to abortion, but there should be exceptions. Now, what those exceptions are, that's up for debate.
And I agree with you. I don't think it should ever be used as a method of birth control, okay? Period.
Right. Okay, listen, we got to move on to another caller. Thank you so much, Stan. We appreciate your call, sir.
All right, have a good one.
Take
Thanks.
Care. Bye. Fred, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning from Lewisburg.
Good morning. I wanted to address a couple aspects of your discussion. The first thing about Biden's accomplishments, it seems that his accomplishments on the international stage have been just about forgotten. It is remarkable how he was able to solidify NATO in the face of international aggression by Russia overrunning a sovereign country. I can only shudder to think how the world would look at this point if the other side had been in power and taken the 1930s isolationist approach to the international scene. And Ukraine would have been overrun, and NATO would have been weakened, and the countries of Europe would be watching Russia walk through their countries. And we had just, I think yesterday was revealed, the Kremlin's plan for the eastern states of Estonia and Lithuania, how they were planning to take over those countries too. That is lost somewhere in the discussion. That was my first point. And my second point goes to the abortion issue, that the arguments are routinely using the talking points that really have words, but some of those words have just about no meaning. I'm in that business.
No example.
Who take care of women, and the words such as partial birth abortion. Believe it or not, in the medical field, I don't know. I personally don't know what that means. And I'm in that field, and the use, and now the extent of the political influence into the medical into the medical care of women has now put mifepristone in jeopardy, a drug that has multiple uses, and of course their focus is specifically just on the abortion issue. And but even more basic, if the FDA an organization within the government is being decisions can be made against that entity for drugs associated with abortion because of the political issue, then I am fearful of what the next step may be in any other drugs that are not in the according to the ideology of political sense, and not medical but political.
Well, from the standpoint of the drug, what is it? Something like 85% of the abortions are now performed with those drugs. Am I off on that number?
I think you'd probably be about right. That is correct.
Okay. Well, I asked, we had a CBS correspondent on the other day who's covered this extensively, and I asked him when they talk about banning this drug or rescinding the FDA's approval of it, you can't watch an ad on TV for any kind of drug without hearing all the side effects. But I've never heard anyone talk about what the side effects are of these drugs. Are there bad side effects?
You are... It is a shame that the approach to the medical care is more on a political or emotional level versus a scientific level. No medication is without complications. It would be as if you would say, I want to take penicillin off the market, even though it helps and saves hundreds of thousands of lives, because some people are hurt by it. As a matter of fact, they're killed by it. It makes no sense, because perspective is necessary. Numbers are necessary to make some sense out of that.
Here are some of the side effects of mifepristone, by the way. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, or dizziness. I don't see anything life-threatening
right in
there. And Fred's exactly right. I mean, for heaven's sake, we got the Food and Drug Administration that is charged with very carefully considering drugs, studying them. In fact, if anything, so often the public will be upset that the FDA doesn't move quicker when it's considering drugs. And yet...
Well, we're out of time on this segment. Fred, thank you so much for your views. We appreciate your call this morning. Take care, sir. We're going to take a break for the news, but we'll be back with more of On the Mark. 570-743-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put in OTM so we know that the message will come to us. This is WKOK Sunbury.
CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at the White House, where President Biden and South Korea's leader are expected to sign a new military agreement today. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
President Biden and his South Korean counterpart will announce what they're calling the Washington Declaration. It's a series of steps designed to strengthen military ties in the face of nuclear threats from North Korea. It will include the first deployment of a U.S. nuclear ballistic submarine to South Korea since the 1980s.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will give women something they've been fighting for decades, the right to vote at a meeting of bishops coming up in October. It's an unprecedented change, and it reflects the Pope's hopes of granting women more decision-making responsibilities and lay people more say in the life of the Catholic Church. The man behind the suicide bombing that killed 13 Americans at Kabul airport 2 years ago has been taken out by a U.S. rival, the Taliban. Correspondent David Martin spoke with the father of Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who died in that attack.
Does it feel like justice to you?
To me, it won't be justice ever.
Lawmakers in Montana vote today on censuring or expelling Representative Zoe Zephyr, the first openly trans lawmaker in the state. She's been silenced for speaking out against a bill that would deny trans children gender-affirming medical care.
When marginalized communities, communities who are impacted the most by legislation, rise up and speak to the harm, those folks in power, particularly on the far right, do not want to be held accountable.
A judge in Missouri will hear a petition today filed by Lambda Legal and the ACLU to block an emergency order that would cut off trans care there this Friday. Police in Mississippi are looking for an escaped jail inmate. CBS's Jim Krasula says he's wanted for murder.
61-year-old church pastor Anthony Watts was shot and killed on Interstate 55 in Jackson, Mississippi, when he stopped to help a man who had wrecked a motorcycle. He was shot several times by that man, who was believed to be 22-year-old jail escapee Dylan Arrington.
We are all in some sort of grief.
Carl Burton is associate pastor of St. Mary Missionary Baptist Church, where the slain man was pastor. The suspect is still on the run.
Hundreds of French nationals have begun arriving in Paris from Djibouti after war broke out in Sudan.
The hardest part was to keep the children in a good mood. As long as we didn't show them fear, it would not be reflected on them.
When the fighting started, we were in a swimming pool in a hotel. And that's the reason why we don't have anything with us.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When they're investigating, we can't stop watching. This month on BritBox, sit back, relax, and enjoy watching the detectives. Discover Britain's most bingeable mysteries, including the brand new season of Grace, the hit series based on the books by best-selling author Peter James. Unwind with the detectives you could watch all night long. Stream them all now exclusively on BritBox. Endlessly intriguing. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
What do you actually mean when you respond with an emoji? CBS's Ian Lee.
Moyu Liu led a study out of Japan analyzing whether the emojis people send show how they really feel.
We need those yellow faces to help us to express.
Researchers studied the emoji interactions of more than 1,200 people and found happy emojis were often used to mask negative emotions to make a message seem more positive. The study found people were most likely to fake their feelings when talking to people of a higher social status or in a group chat versus one-on-one.
Gen Z, fit to serve at work? A new survey of managers finds 3 out of 4 agree the younger generation is harder to work with than others that have come before. 1 out of 8 of those managers has let a Gen Z employee go less than 1 week after they started. Most agree the pandemic played a big role in the lower level of professionalism because most hit the work world for the first time remotely. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at USPS.com/movingforward.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell.
We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome back. Mark Lawrence taking a couple of days off. With me today is Steve Kushaloff. Steve will be back tomorrow, too. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, where they sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, parts department, body shop, alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. And they invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Taking a quick look at our news headlines this morning, a Milton man is jailed on $250,000 bond on felony rape charges after an incident in Watsontown last Thursday. Watsontown police say they arrested 28-year-old Zachary Portnoy and charged him with rape, involuntary deviant sexual assault, aggravated indecent assault, and sexual assault. He's also charged with misdemeanor counts of indecent assault and simple assault and a summary count of harassment. Officers did not disclose any other details. A Milton councilman is the new Northumberland County GOP chair. The Daily Item reports Joe Morales will replace Deb Betts, who resigned from the position last month. Betts reportedly resigned from the Northumberland County Republican Committee after claiming some members made inappropriate comments. She added there was a lack of help within the party. Morales serves as the vice president of the Milton Borough Council and the first ward representative. His term on council expires this year. And a Connecticut trucker is in fair condition after a crash along I-80 in White Deer Township, Union County, last weekend. State police say around 4:30 Saturday, Kurtley Roberts of Hartford, Connecticut, was injured in a crash. Geisinger spokesman told WKOK News Tuesday that Roberts is in fair condition. Troopers say the crash occurred around mile marker 207 when Roberts' truck hit a vehicle trying to pass him. Roberts' truck went off the road, lost its trailer, hit several concrete barriers, and became airborne for about 20 feet, striking a PennDOT electronic sign. The truck then landed on its roof. Roberts was trapped and had to be extricated by first responders. Troopers say the other vehicle, a car, went off the interstate and struck a ditch. The driver was not injured. They say Roberts could be charged for the accident pending an investigation, and both drivers were wearing seatbelts.
Okay,
that's
Joe's
our look at the news. Now we want to talk about...
Well, here, let's, in the interest of truth, which at least one of us is concerned about, you...
As opposed to your lies.
Sure, oh, my goodness. Joe, let's get
you
out
insulted
of the
me.
Gutter.
I thought I would get to,
I would,
get to you first.
I would hardly ever insult you. So, about a few minutes ago, you were telling me about the former Democratic governor of Virginia, and he was all for executing babies. Well, it was Governor Northam, and here's the truth. He was referring to third trimester abortions.
Right, that's exactly what we were talking about.
Am I finished? I'm not finished. He was referring to third trimester abortions where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non viable. He says, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated, if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So we're not talking about executing babies.
Yes, we are. We're talking about a live baby that's laying there that they're going to make comfortable until somebody has a discussion.
We are talking about...
Until somebody has a discussion about whether or not to terminate his life.
We are talking about a fetus that may be non-viable and whether or not there
are... But what if it is?
That's a whole nother discussion.
But that's executing babies, isn't it?
One of the major problems with your party is there is no room for nuance. It's either black or it's white. There's no gray in the middle.
And like when Joe Biden calls every Republican, everybody who believes Make America Great Again, that they're a threat to our democracy. That's not doing the same thing.
And that's why this whole issue of abortion, I will tell you, I do my best to kind of stay out of that discussion. I really do.
Well, it's easy to do. Or hard to do, but you're right. I agree. It's a non-productive discussion because
it really is.
People are going to argue their position vehemently.
And within the Republican Party, within the Democratic Party, within independents, there are so many different ways of coming at it. So we get misinformation like, the Democratic governor wants to kill babies. So let's move away from that.
The Republicans want to get rid of Social Security. They want to do that. No, they don't.
Governor Scott or Senator Scott down in Florida. He put out this plan, and he said, I was on the air
said. Now, let's talk about the truth here. He talked about sunsetting all regulations, not getting rid of Social Security specifically.
But he included Social Security.
and sunsetting everything, yes, that would. But taking that and saying he wants to get rid of Social Security is a lie, and you know it.
Okay, but here's the case where you've got somebody, and I remember one of our callers immediately called us up and said, we should sunset legislation after 5 years. We should be reconsidering it. Well, Social Security is not just any old piece of legislation. Social Security is something you have paid
your money into. But let's stop for a second. Stop and realize what you're saying. He said sunset it. That doesn't mean that you get rid of it. It means that every so many years you take a look at it and try to decide whether it needs to be modified. And everybody admits that it's not financially viable the way it stands right now. But let's kick the can down the road. All Senator Scott was trying to do is get people to stop kicking the can down the road and address the issue. But the Democrats say, he wants to get rid of Social Security. That's not what he's saying at all, and you know it.
He's saying we're going to study it, and then we're going to slice it up. Okay, I see your point, Joe, and I will grant you that. The point that I am advocating is not all legislation is equal. You know, there's a lot of laws on the books that, you're right, should be reconsidered after 5 years, and maybe all of them. I don't know. But Social Security is just not...
But if it can't keep on going the way it is,
but it does. How many years? And maybe I'm looking at it through rose-colored glasses. That's a possibility. But how many years have we been told Social Security? It's going to fail.
It doesn't matter.
I think if you ask Senator Scott,
he would tell you that we've got to fix it. Not that we've got to get rid of it, but we've got to fix it. And that's the truth. We can't let this stuff. It's like the deficit. We keep raising the deficit. How many trillion? What is the average amount? If you take the debt of this country and divide it by the number of people, what do we all owe? $250,000 or something like that? It's a huge amount of money. I mean, we cannot sustain the way we're going right now. And so what do? Do we kick the can down the road because we always have? Or do we stop at some point and say, listen, we've got to come to grips with this. We've got to tackle it. It's tough, but we got to fix it.
Okay. And when you've got divided government like you have now, that may be the best time to have a reasonable discussion about deficit reduction and making some changes.
Okay. We have two calls on the line. One of our texters says, Biden's accomplished getting China and Russia to work together. That's his great international accomplishment. Biden is weak. How about that?
Okay. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Okay. We have two calls on the line, a third call coming in. Joseph from Milton, you're on the mark.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yeah. I see your partner there, Joe. he's in favor of euthanasia or whatever.
That's not, you know, Joe, I'm going to...
I had his adopted son that was born with retinoblastoma. And at birth, they had to take one eye out. And then they treated the other one with radiation. And at 4 years old, he had to have that one removed, okay? Now, that would have been one of those cases where the mother would have said, well, let's check this out. And since he has all these problems, he's going to be blind. Let's just kill him. But that boy grew up, and he finally succumbed of that, and it was really the radiation that killed him later on in life in his mid-30s, okay? But he was a wonderful child. He was a very obedient child. He went to blind school down in Philadelphia, and he had graduated top of his class, and he was a very intelligent young man. And by the way, he got saved, and he's... he'll be in the resurrection at the last day. But again, I wanted to mention something you said about the mother being a life-threatening case, that would be okay. Well, I want to mention one case and let me know what you think about this, okay? Our Savior's mother was pregnant without her husband, Joseph. It was by the Spirit. And she could have been stoned. Joseph could have had her stoned. That was the law. If she got pregnant, you know what I mean, without her husband. Well, he didn't get her pregnant. And so her life was in danger. And so we might just well abort that child. And what would the world be today if the Savior was aborted? Wouldn't that be something?
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think you're mixing ancient history with...
No, it's a fact. She could have been stoned, but Joseph was a just man, and he was going to put her away privately, the scripture says. And, you know, it was commonly known that he was conceived in fornication because the Pharisees said...
All right, that's all well and good, but that's not today's abortion issue. That's not what we're discussing today.
It is.
Oh, yes, yes, it isn't. It is not today's issue.
The mother's life is threatened by the birth of the child. And that would have been a threatening situation.
No, we're talking about, come on, that's after the fact that the child was born. That's not saying that her health was at risk. She was at risk of being stoned by people who were ignorant of what the possibilities were.
I want her stoned.
Well, in any
that would have been the end of the child and her.
Okay. Well,
that's
I disagree.
Fact.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to the next caller. Good morning, Lance. You're on the mark.
Hey, I think your caller there, he was quoting really Levitican law. I mean, that's the way it was supposed to have been done.
Right, but what his point was isn't exactly what we're discussing. What we're discussing is whether or not an infant after birth or in the last trimester would be viable, not whether his mother could be stoned to death for something she did. Okay?
Well, about what is partial birth abortion? Well, it really bridges a line from abortion to infanticide. The doctor delivers a substantial portion of a living child outside his mother's body, the entire head in a head-first delivery, or the trunk past the navel in a feet-first delivery, then kills the child by crushing his skull or removing his brain by suction. Pretty simple, right? You do this because it's... a lot easier to do it with the child intact, you know, rather than have all the pieces inside a mom, because then after you cut it up, you know, the arms and the legs and the head and everything, and you got to fish them out all one at a time.
Lance, what would be the purpose of doing something like you've described?
Well, because it's easier on the doctor.
I mean, why would a doctor do such a thing?
Because we have physicians out there that are murdering son of a rips.
Okay.
That's why.
I see.
There's
all
a guy
right.
who's a Walter Reed
okay.
doctor taking care of our military people.
Okay.
Okay, everybody.
More scare tactics.
The majority of abortions, and I think we had a medical professional on earlier in the program who agreed with me that it was about 85% are done by the drugs, which are not like that at all. So I suspect that what you're talking about would be extremely rare, not the norm, right? Not the norm.
Well,
No, it isn't the norm. The norm is they starve the baby to death rather than kill it outright.
That's the norm.
Pills, that's what they do.
So the norm is that doctors are starving babies to death.
No, I think these drugs work by keeping the, or the morning after pill works by keeping the fetus from attaching to the wall of the uterus. Am I wrong on that?
No, the morning after pill.
That's not starving anybody. That's not starving somebody.
No, that isn't. But once it has attached to the uterus and has started to grow, then it is. That's a living thing that is taking nourishment.
Okay, right? So you wouldn't. Well, I mean, we've been up and down this road so many times, and we're never going to get off of it, and we're never going to resolve anything. But it's a nice travel. I mean, the scenery's nice, but the view doesn't change.
Maybe people will sit down and think about it. What goes on there?
I think at this point, if you were going to convince anybody to change their position, they would have changed it. Steve has heard your argument. He hasn't changed his position.
No, I'm not going to. What's the comment on? Usually we get pretty reasonable comments from Lance. Today, not so much.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's really. I mean, here we are, people who get excited over pigeons that are being shot. We can protect birds that are gestating to be born. You can't disturb the eggs. And that seems all reasonable. But our own young, it seems unreasonable. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, we can go up and down this road again if you want to make the trip. But, I mean, I think the reasonable thing here is that there are some times where it is probably necessary for an abortion to take place. Now, whether you would limit it one way, I would limit it another, Steve might limit it at all, not at all, other people would put different limitations on it. It's hard to say. So we're not really going to get anywhere, because everything I could come up with and say I would support this, you would say, well, no, here's why you shouldn't. So really, we're just like, we're the dog chasing his tail. We're never going to get anywhere, because we're never going to agree on this subject. Everybody is not going to come to an agreement.
And the more we do it, the more that we take human life and lower its importance.
Okay.
And look all over all the violence and everything. I think it all starts just thinking that human life is worthless, a.k.a. abortion.
Okay, listen, we got
to
move on.
There's something to be said about that.
Okay. All right, Lance, we got to take a break. Thank you. Always appreciate your call, sir. Take care. All right, we do have to take a quick break. We have a caller, Bill, hanging on from Bloomsburg. We invite you to join the queue, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as two people have done, and we'll get to those. Or text us at 70236.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body, with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
Call Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania today for all your water treatment needs, and set up a free in-home water test with a water professional that knows the water where you live. Culligan of North Central Pennsylvania. Call 1-800-788-1978. That's 1-800-788-1978. Or visit them online at callculligan.com. That website again is callculligan.com. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Improve visibility in your vehicle and save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't risk your safety because of bad wiper blades. Be ready for any weather. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
All right, 570-743-9565 is our toll-free, it's toll-free if you have a cell phone, is our telephone number. Give us a call at that number. Email us at onthemark@WKOK or text us at 70236. Dennis said it is written in the Democratic National Platform that their aim is to have abortion up to the moment of birth. A fully formed human being. Not hard to believe there are those who would end the life 1 minute after birth. God help us end this horrible practice. Is that in their manifesto?
No, I'm sure it's not.
Well, maybe you should check.
Okay.
All right, Bill, you've got one more minute. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, the reason why we got to this point, there was, I think it was Virginia, a Democrat, brought a bill that when cross-examined about abortion, under oath, made the statement that they have a choice. The bill intent was the doctor and the mother have up till when the baby was born, after the baby was born, to make a decision and to whether to terminate the baby or not.
Yes,
that was under oath. That was on TV.
Right. Steve just read the actual quote of what the bill was intended to do and what the intent
right.
was, which basically was that if they would put the child there and then they would decide what to do with it later.
Well, and Joe,
that was under oath.
That's nonsense. You pay attention, and I'll tell you the real quote. The governor who said. This is in case.
I'll find the clip where it was actually on TV and show you the clip.
That's
where
fine.
They said
so you don't.
I'll forward it to WKOK.
Sure, that's great. So you don't want to hear the truth. You're not interested
in
the truth.
We had a minute, and his time is up. So we have to be fair to all the callers. He said a minute. But, what do you want to do? We have an email here that says, women ages 19 to 34 are those most often involved in abortions. Hearing mostly older white guys who are so far removed from the everyday reality of living in their world debating the issue of abortion is ludicrous. Viagra has many, many adverse side effects. Let's ban that.
Oh, my God. At least we get the voice of reason. So, Joe, I have had one question that I have wanted to ask you for like 2 days.
What's
that? And here we are, but I can't
ask you. I wasn't here.
I know you weren't. Why do you think Tucker Carlson was let go?
Why do you think Don Lemon was bounced out the door?
I thought better of you.
I think it's for the same reason. I'm trying to answer your question. I think they have become a liability to the network.
Well, sure, but I think the two of them, it's two different things. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I think the Don Lemon case, there are things surrounding that are worth.
He has been a liability to the network. For some time, he's always digging himself into a bigger and bigger hole.
Yeah.
They took him off his nighttime show and put him on that disastrous morning show they have, whose ratings are abysmal.
As my wife often says to me, I got to give you credit. I asked you a direct question, and you completely avoided it. I'll try it one more time. Why do you think Tucker Carlson was let go?
I think he was let go because he said things about other Fox hosts. And I think that they felt that he had become a liability. That's the answer I gave you with respect to Don Lemon. Both the networks felt that these people had become a liability. Fox also got rid of Dan Bongino.
Yeah, you told me that. I guess my point is, where I'm kind of questioning you, obviously the two guys were considered to be liabilities. That's obvious. But I think they are liabilities in different ways. I think the reason that Tucker Carlson was let go is because his credibility was just gone.
And so was Don Lemon's.
Don Lemon made...
Don Lemon never had any credibility.
Well,
Tucker had some.
Obviously, that's your opinion. I think Don Lemon was let go because he made... number one, he made pretty pathetic comments about women. That comment that women that are in
past
their 40s and 50s are past their prime.
Women in their prime are in their 20s and 30s, maybe 40s. That's what he said.
Okay. But then, from what I understand, because I've never even seen a clip, right on the same show where he made those comments and two female hosts on the program questioned him, he doubled down on it.
That's true, he did.
Okay, so that was, and now I've read that there were certain guests, potential guests, that refused to go on the air with Don Lemon. So obviously, you got to let the guy go. I guess think in the case of Carlson, when you read some of these briefs that were filed in the Dominion voting case, and you see what he really apparently thought about Donald Trump, and yet he continued to build to support him, at least on the surface. And then you read that it was obvious to Carlson that the lies about the 2020 election were just that. They were lies, and yet he certainly gave the people supporting those lies, he certainly gave them a platform. I think Carlson essentially destroyed his credibility.
Well, he was the most popular host on Fox, and far more than anybody on MSNBC or CNN ever.
Sure.
So, I mean, that means a lot of people did have faith and trust in him and confidence in what he had to say. Maybe you disagree with what he had to say, but that doesn't mean everybody did.
Well, I
think everybody agreed that Don Lemon was all wet when he said women are past their prime after they cross the age of 30.
Everybody? How could everybody? Because according to you, he wasn't popular anyway. You know who was...
His comments became very popular.
You know who was really sorry to see Tucker Carlson go? Were the Russians. The Russians were sorry. You know, even the foreign minister of Russia is now quoted as saying...
And you heard that exact translation.
Oh,
you're certain
sure
the translation
did.
Was correct. You speak Russian well enough to know they translated what he said correctly.
So now we're not... We can't believe... if we don't speak Russian, we can no longer believe what any Russian says to me. This is what the translation said, and if you want to reach out to unicorn land and argue with it, that's up to you. Here's what the Russian foreign minister said. The wealth of views within the United States has suffered as a result of Tucker Carlson being fired. So the Russians were very sorry to see him go. You know, Carlson...
Well, you know, a lot of other people were sorry to see him go, and they weren't Russian.
Sure, I don't
so
deny
because
it.
A Russian said he was sorry to see him go, that means he's somehow a bad person?
Well, what it means is that the Russians view Tucker Carlson as an ally, which really, again...
Chinese view Joe Biden as an ally.
And we go right back to Republican hypocrisy. Because how often, Joe, have we heard Republicans try to call Democrats communist? I had a host on this show say to me, tell me that Democrats were communist. But then we see, no, the ones that the communists really like are Fox News. But that's okay. Republicans can be as hypocritical as they want.
And we know that Democrats are never hypocritical. There is no hypocrisy.
You know,
that word is so alien to a Democrat, it's just amazing how virtuous and wonderful they are.
Well, at least I gave you a bona fide solid example, Joe, which I have not heard from you.
Oh, come on. Hypocrisy?
Hey, we got 25 minutes.
Joe Biden himself is the biggest hypocrite out there, arguing
how so?
One... A few years ago, he was arguing that packing the Supreme Court was a bad idea. Then he espouses it.
I don't think he espoused it.
Yes, he did.
You know what? When the Supreme Court was viewed as really being anti-democratic, and there were Democrats who said we need to add, Joe Biden did not support that.
And there were times when he, when really raising the debt limit, he had things he wanted. Didn't want a clean bill then.
Well,
now he wants a clean bill. So isn't that hypocrisy too?
Give me the year.
Isn't that hypocrisy?
If it was true, but I don't have any proof that it is true.
Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Two things with the abortion and Tucker Carlson. Quickly, I'll as I have before, have your people or Christians that believe in the Bible, the Exodus 21 and 22, and how they view abortion after reading that. But then with Tucker Carlson, the reason that he was let go is because of his view and opening up the tapes on January 6th and his opinions of that. The other stuff, I do realize that Rupert Murdoch is getting older, and that his more liberal sons are taking over, and they don't want that type of coverage against the Uniparty down in Washington, D.C., that Tucker Carlson was calling out all the swamp people, so to speak. So whatever the periphery events are, you can say anything, but Rupert Murdoch, the older guy, the dad, is on his way out. What Tucker Carlson, his views on the Uniparty has pushed him to the edge of Fox now, which has been happening for about 5 years, and then that's the reason that he was let go.
What's the Uniparty, Joe?
That's when Cheney and Spazinger, I don't remember his name, Kurtzinger, whatever his name was, were accepted into the Democratic Party, and as Republicans, that's a Uniparty, and that was all because Nancy Pelosi had done something that was never done when the Republicans put on the panel that they wanted to. She said no. So that's a Uniparty. One election, it's Mitch McConnell in the big office. The next is Chuck Schumer. They don't care. They know their turn will come around, and that's why they crush any third party attempt to get it on the ballot. And if you don't see that, well, then that's why we are the way we are.
You know, speaking of third party, and we'll bounce this off of.
Well,
I just want to bounce this off of Joe McGranahan, and stick around there, Joe, the two Joes. One of our callers made the point that one reason third parties don't work in America is because of the electoral college system, where in every state, except for two, I believe, whoever wins, even if they win by one vote, they get all of that state's electoral votes. You know, I guess with a parliamentary system like they have in England, you can have three, four, or more parties be represented in your Congress or in Parliament, because they are sharing the votes. So what do you think there, Joe McGranahan? Well, he's looking up videos on his phone. So, okay. What do you think?
You're saying that the Electoral College doesn't work. That's someone's opinion.
It works.
No, it works perfectly. I'm saying it
works. With a third party, you're saying it doesn't even work. Or someone said that. You didn't even say.
I think he's arguing for proportionality of splitting up the votes.
Right, but who says that the founders didn't want it that way? I don't think they exonerated or X'd out a third party.
No, I don't think so either.
That's the way it's set up. If someone runs and they take away from one side or the other, that doesn't mean that it's not working. That's an opinion. You can say it's not working if you're the one getting the votes taken away from. I don't know where your view or exactly how it fits into the Electoral College.
I'm not, you know, okay, I'm not, I'd have to give that some thought. I'm not exactly sure, but I will tell
I know,
you this.
Because you usually don't think about much.
There we go. There we go.
Murder.
You know, we got to resort to name calling, of course.
I'm getting a sore throat. Hey, you guys have a good day. Everybody beautiful in Central PA.
Okay, thanks a lot for your call, Joe. Appreciate it. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We have one call pending. We invite you to join us at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
Since the beginning of time, man has struggled to advertise his products.
Wheels for sale! Goodstone wheels for sale!
And today, it's still a struggle. There's geo-targeting, pre-rolls, geo-fencing, SEO, OTT.
Easier to face a saber-toothed tiger.
Let SBC Media Partners take your stress away. Their marketing professionals know how to simplify and assess all your options and then plan a sound advertising strategy that makes sense for you. Go to sbcmediapartners.com and click Contact Us.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Gah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. The NFL draft is coming up. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK. Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. The NFL draft is coming up. We'll talk about it today. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. 570-743-9565. Got three callers lined up. One of our emailers says to you, my good friend, I have read the Democratic platform, and yes, Steve, it is in there. Okay, so now, there you go. Now you're going to have to read it to prove him wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, Paxinus, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. How was Harrisburg yesterday?
I wasn't there.
Oh, I assumed you went down there, but
no, my bad. No.
Anyway, I'm calling about, you know, us telling women what to do with their body. Why don't women tell us what to do with our bodies? How would we like that?
Well, depending on the women, I think they do tell us what to do with it, you know.
Really? How do they tell you to go get circumcised or have your penis removed or
Steve's
you know,
wife
have your
wants him to shave off his Steve
sick.
Wants his wife to Steve's wife wants him to shave off his mustache.
I don't even have a mustache.
Of course your wife had to shave it off.
But I'm just saying, you know, what is it's mostly men that are complaining about abortions, and it's really not your business. It's the woman's business.
It's not mostly men, Bob. There are many women who favor the right to life. You know,
not according to this program. It's mostly only men callers in here.
Well, we've had women call in on the issue.
Not today.
Very few.
But that doesn't mean that nationally there aren't women who support the right to life. I mean, that's absurd. There are many, many women who, and many people on both sides of the aisle who disagree on this topic. I mean, you can't
I agree to right for life. I mean, if I was an abortion, I wouldn't be here today. but that was how it worked back in the days. They didn't have abortion, or they didn't have medications to take to stop from being pregnant.
Right.
Or they didn't know how to get them, or they didn't couldn't afford them, or something like that. I mean, how many families do you know today that have 14 children? Not too many. I mean, there's some.
Yeah. Well, they used to be called. They used to be Catholics. That used to be the you know, how you determine who was a Catholic, how the size of their family.
And Catholics condemn people because of the way they thought, too, and that's a sad thing.
Well, they're not the only religion that condemns people for what they think or what they do.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I know a Methodist church around where I live at that they condemn gay people still. You know, mm-hmm. And it's a lot of reasons why people don't go to church no more.
Which is kind of unfair. I mean, I'll tell you what. I go to a Methodist church, and we have no problem with gay people. And it's a kind of a shame that even within the different religions, you have all this difference of opinion. But Joe and I have made a pact. There'll be no more conversation about religion and no more conversation about abortion. Right, Joe?
No.
golly.
Well, religion, I agree with. We have some rules on that, which apparently get broken quite
often.
Right.
You don't need to read out of the Bible.
No, I agree.
And, I mean, everybody has the right to believe or not believe.
Right, and it's, again, it's the same argument. I mean, Steve's right. It's the same argument with abortion. People who believe what they want to believe, you're not going to change their minds. I mean, everybody's heard the arguments. You know, they're what? I always say to Mark, they're what, 140 or so Protestant sects. There's the Catholics. There's Muslims. Everybody has a different philosophy. Everybody believes they're right and the other guy's wrong. So there you go.
And look how good Joe Biden's doing getting these military and Americans out of these countries that are fighting.
Oh, yeah.
There's been no death.
Yeah, well, do you remember Afghanistan?
Well, do you know who ordered that removal?
Joe Biden. He said he
President
was going to do
Trump
it.
Trump had no. it arranged. It was pre-arranged.
Yeah, Trump set that up.
He put the idea there, but he didn't plan it.
No,
he was gone.
That was poorly handled. There's no doubt about
okay,
it.
Okay, Bob, listen, we got two other callers. We got to move along.
Right,
Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. Cindy, you're on the mark. Good morning.
One of the few things that Biden's done that I approve of is getting us out of Afghanistan. Of course, he's turned around and put us into several other countries and agreed to add our military to bases, while on one hand he's moved us out of one war, he's vigorously set us up to get knee-deep in several other wars. I'm calling because of the issue of third parties, and here's something I don't understand. If third parties are no big deal and not a threat to the two parties who have a vice grip on our country, then why do those two parties, the R's and the D's, actively act to remove anybody else from the ballot? If third parties don't matter, if it doesn't make any difference, why do they do that then? They should just let those people be on the ballot, you know? Bob Casey got Ralph Nader off the Pennsylvania ballot. I wrote Ralph Nader in. One thing to remember is you can still write anybody's name in you want, no matter what the Democrats or the Republicans do in terms of removing them.
Yeah, but that really is an exercise in futility unless a lot of other people do it.
Well, how will we know?
And I don't, the only place I would disagree, Cindy, I don't think the two parties actively embrace third-party candidates. I think the two parties are fearful of third parties.
I agree. You know. I agree. And that's why they take action to get them off the ballot, because they know it can impact on the election.
But
even if it doesn't change the Electoral College, right, because of this one single person gets all, even if it doesn't change that part of the process, if it just changes who wins in the state, it changes the process, right?
Yeah. But I can think of two examples where a third party, and I mentioned one, I guess it was yesterday, where
yes.
I said that I strongly wonder if Bill Clinton would have been elected president if Ross Perot had not been on the ballot.
I agree. I voted for Perot, and I do believe, but here's the fallacy. The big parties and some political thinkers say, well, if Cindy couldn't vote for Perot, If the only two names on the ballot were Bush or Clinton, then she would pick Bush. And that's just not true. So for me, I can tell you, I would not vote for him. So that's a false assumption that if we take all the people's names off but two, then people will have to vote for one of those two, because I'm free to write in whoever I want.
Would you have voted for Clinton?
No.
Okay.
No, I would not have. And you know, and I see this in the last election, I wrote a third party in. It's not a third party person. I wrote someone not on the ballot in. That's how I express my disapproval of the people that the major parties have put forward.
But the only person who ever sees that is the guy, the people at the election poll who tally up the votes.
Joe, it's insanity to vote for your executioner. I don't. That's how I see this. This process and vote for people that, if you can't approve of either person, but you want to be a good citizen and vote, then you go in, you can write in yourself. At least you voted to say, well, I don't approve of candidate A and candidate B, and therefore I don't go vote at all. Well, first of all, I can't think of an election where only one person or only one office was on the ballot. So, number one, if you do that because you don't like a specific thing, the governor or the president or whatever, what about all the other people that have put themselves forward to serve your community, you know, your county,
right,
your state? They deserve your support if you can find a way to support them.
Thank you, Cindy. Hey, we got to take a break. Thanks. Appreciate your call. We have two other callers on the line and a couple of emails, so we'll get to them after we take our final break of the day.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
SBC Media Partners works for the Sunbury Pool.
Half Price Susquehanna Valley has helped the Sunbury Community Pool by helping to grow our membership base from not only here in Sunbury, but branching out to our neighboring communities who otherwise do not have a community pool. It offers our community an affordable opportunity to take advantage of that water park atmosphere in their very own community without having to drive far or even spend a lot. It allows us to support a local radio station while allowing the Sunbury Community Pool to grow in the community and offer our patrons so much more.
Put SBC Media Partners to work for your business. From Half Price Susquehanna Valley to traditional radio advertising to the latest in digital advertising options, SBC Media Partners is your locally owned and trusted choice to help your business succeed. SBC Media Partners. Call 570-286-5838. That's 570-286-5838. And put the SBC Media Partners team to work for you.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell.
Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only.
To prove that mobile from Pentel Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm going to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet!
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Janice. You know, companies today need affordable, cloud-based, unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pentella Data Business Voice. Anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little help.
Okay, we've got two more calls pending, and we have some emails that we haven't gotten to yet, and I'll have to check the text connect, and we have a third call coming in. So, Chris, you're on the mark for Milton. We'll give you about 2 minutes, sir. Go ahead.
2 minutes. Wow.
Call earlier if you want more time.
Yeah. Call earlier before Cindy gets on.
Cindy had 3 minutes.
She refuses to vote for Democrats, for most Democrats, for some reason, and the more she does, the has caused her to lose abortion rights, which she values, and has America getting into more wars, which she dislikes. So, way to go, Cindy. That's all I can say there. And the Democrats voted 3 times to raise the debt ceiling under Trump, and once they refused but it was only to get the Republicans to be on record as voting for it, because seeing it was necessary, they'd have to. It wasn't for a political ploy to control some budget of some office or get somebody in or out of office or whatever. It was to force Republicans to, when they're in charge, to say, yeah, we really do have to raise this. And right now, they need Republican votes because the Republicans have control of the House. So the Democrats alone cannot pass it.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
Oh, there's lots of other things. So I'll give that other person a couple minutes.
Okay, Chris, say thanks. We always appreciate your opinions. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Take care. All right. Now, Dennis from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. You were talking earlier about Social Security and Medicare. I always find it fascinating that that subject comes up all the time, and then you know, the program is not feasible, and da-da-da-da. I said, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to house and feed and do medical care for illegals crossing the border. We send money to 190 countries for foreign aid. And we just sent over $100 billion to the Ukraine. Do you think if we took a couple billion out of some of this and put it into the program, it would float for another 10 years?
Probably.
I mean,
yeah.
I just find it fascinating that they throw these figures out, and we're talking about $1 trillion budgets now for fixing, you know, roads and repairs, which is needed infrastructure. But it's like, we paid into that system. We had no other choice to pay in for 50 years to Social Security, you know?
But
so
if you remember,
a pet peeve.
If you remember, Dennis, it was supposed to be self-sustaining. It was supposed to be funded by contributions from the taxpayers and the workers and from their employers. But then, whether it was Republicans or Democrats who first started borrowing from the trust fund,
yes,
and using the trust fund to support other things to balance the budget, that's when,
yes,
they started playing politics with it instead of letting it be what it was intended to be.
And both parties dipped into it. Not one's any worse than the other in that regard. But think about all the money we're sending around the world and spending on illegals. You know what I mean? And then here, we're never going to get rich in Social Security. We can barely get by right now. So it's just one of my pet peeves. I wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And we can discuss spending priorities and immigrants in the Ukraine, et cetera. But your bottom line point is, there's a lot of money coming out of Washington for a lot of things, and then someone says Social Security is going to crash. No, it's not going to crash. I mean, how many years have we been hearing that? I mean, I was in the middle of my career, so to speak, and people would say, do you really think Social Security is going to be there when you retire? Well, doggone,
yeah,
it is there.
It would be if they allowed it to do what it was supposed to do originally,
yeah,
which was fund itself.
Well,
but
it's,
instead
it's
of
not,
using it as a piggy bank for other things,
one way or another, it's there.
You're right. And my last remark is, it's not fair to the seniors that gave so much to this country. And that's my bottom line.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, if I could just get 30 seconds, too. That's one of the things,
yeah,
I think about. Okay, so Senator Scott said, at the very least, we should think about it. So suppose we did decide, we can't afford this anymore, and we got rid of Social Security. Joe, what would happen to the people?
It's never going to happen. That's like saying, what if a giant dinosaur falls from the sky and lands on my head? It's not going to happen.
No.
It is a commitment made by the government
exactly.
to the people.
Exactly.
And but yet, that doesn't mean you let it run wild.
Oh, it means you take care of it. And
what do you do with your lawn? If you get weeds in your lawn, do you get rid of them? Yeah, right. You don't let them.
You don't get rid of your whole lawn.
No.
You're right.
You get rid of the weeds. And, you solve the problem.
You know, I will even. It kills me to say this, but I'm going to say it. The Democrats do use it as a bit of a scare tactic. But unfortunately, your Republican Party plays right into their hands.
Sorry. We're out of time,
guys.
Dennis. Thank you. Bob, I'm sorry you can't get your last minute because we're out of time. Call back tomorrow. We'll give you some at the start of the program. Hey, I'm Joe McGranahan here with Steve Kushloff. We'll be back doing this all again tomorrow. We have two guests tomorrow who are candidates for Northumberland County Commissioner. So if you have Northumberland County issues, be sure to tune in and listen. And then we'll have open phones for the last hour. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania.